You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Show favor, O Lord, to your servants, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that made fervent in hope, faith, and charity, that they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. It's really wonderful to be with you this afternoon. I want to read from the Gospel, from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now, as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." And that is from the Gospel. Brothers and sisters, hospitality is exceedingly important in the biblical world and in general, and in Luke's Gospel in particular. When Jesus comes to Bethany, Martha demonstrates hospitality by welcoming Jesus into the home she shares with her sister Mary. She then busies herself with the tasks of serving their guest. And although we're not told precisely what those tasks are, a good guess is that she began preparing a meal. Meanwhile, her sister sits at Jesus' feet, listening to his words. Rather than assuming the role expected of women in her culture, she takes her place at the feet of Jesus. She assumes the posture of a student learning at the feet of a rabbi, a role traditionally reserved for men. This pleasant story takes a sharp turn when Martha, distracted by her many tasks, comes to Jesus and asks, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." Many of us who have read or hear this story may cheer for Mary in her inversion of traditional roles. Before I continue, this is a few months ago, but our wonderful parish priest, one of them, gave us a little joke, and it was something that alluded to that if a man wanted a good wife, which one should he choose? One more like Martha or one more like Mary, right? And so, brothers and sisters, what would your answer be? Would you want someone more like Martha or someone like Mary? Would you want to be more like Martha or more like Mary? So You know, this whole thing about Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted. Well, Mary had chosen the better part, it says, that Jesus says. The problem with Martha is not that she is busy serving and providing hospitality. Certainly, Jesus commends this kind of service to the neighbor many times, notably in the parable of the Good Samaritan that immediately precedes the story of Mary and Martha. The problem with Martha is not her serving, but rather that she is worried and distracted. The word translated distracted in verse 40 has the connotation of being pulled or dragged in different directions. Martha's distraction and worry leave no room for the most important aspect of hospitality: gracious attention to the guest. In fact, she breaks all the rules of hospitality by trying to embarrass her sister in front of her guest and by asking her guest to intervene in a family dispute. She even goes as far as to accuse Jesus of not caring about her, where she says, "Lord, do you not care?" Martha's worry and distraction prevent her from being truly present with Jesus and cause her to drive a wedge between her sister and herself, and between Jesus and herself. She has missed out on the one thing needed for true hospitality. There is no greater hospitality than listening to your guest. How much more so when the guest is Jesus? So Jesus says that Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. Jesus' words to Martha may seem as an invitation rather than a rebuke. "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing." The one thing needed is for Martha to receive the gracious presence of Jesus, to listen to his words, to know that she's valued not for what she does or how well she does it, but for who she is as a child of God. You know, brothers and sisters, today people suffer from this word called burnout, right? Everybody is so busy, and many times they have their children just as busy. And so what happens is we've lost our focus. We've lost setting our priorities, and our priority should be during the day at some point spending time with God. Spending time with God and being fully aware of his holy presence. So it is easy to be distracted. It is easy to be like Martha, always doing and always seeming you're not getting much done, like you're always needing to do more. But there needs to be a balance in our lives. We need to be a little bit like Mary and a little bit like Martha. I know that many of us serve on different committees, or maybe on parish council or CWL or a mother's group or our Legion of Mary or the Apostolate of Mary. Maybe you share the rosary with children in schools. Maybe you're a Knights of Columbus. You know, there's so many. Maybe you're in a choir, in the church choir. Maybe you're a lector. Maybe you're a lector at several. Maybe you do hospitality things. There's so many committees the one could be on, especially, let me tell you, if you are retired. Oh my goodness. Then you really do fall into some, it's like a danger zone, because we're retired, you tend not to say the word no. You say yes. So you say yes to this, yes to this. By the time you realize you're involved in so many different things that really you don't have time for God, you're busy doing all these things. There has to be a limit. There has to be a balance, right? There has to be a balance in our lives when we're spending time with our family, sitting at the dinner table, even a time of prayer and a time of sharing, you know, what our day was is like today, and maybe offering up a prayer. Your children could be offering a prayer for a student in their classroom, or, you know, just that quiet time and being in a prayerful situation, right? This is most important. So, you know, it is wonderful to be busy. It is wonderful not to be bored, let's say, but and some of us may think that we have to place this expectation in ourselves, and we put it on others as well. And so we have this to-do list all the time, you know, and my spouse needs to do this and I need to do that. And, you know, life goes very quickly and children grow up very fast. Before you know it, you blink your eyes and all of a sudden they're already into college or university, and then they're leaving home for the first time, or they're getting married, and or they're starting their own family. You know, brothers and sisters, life goes pretty quick. I remember when I was working, I thought my retirement day, when was that going to happen? And now that it's here, oh my goodness, I try so hard to slow down the day and make the most of my day, because they fly by. The years fly by. So many people in our churches today will more likely identify with Martha, because they might feel, maybe you too, might feel that you're being pulled in different directions, right? You might be a caregiver for a parent that's aging. Plus you have your own children, you have your own spouse, you have responsibilities. And yes, you do feel like Martha. It's just like you don't know which way to go. And sometimes we all feel that way, my friends. Sometimes a stage in our lives, it's exactly like that. And we may feel worried and distracted by so many things. And these seem to be a very common thread in our fast-paced world. And yet, as Jesus says in Luke 12, can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? Well, we know that worrying does no good, and that much of what we worry about is not so important in the larger scheme of things. And yet, we cannot seem to quell our anxious thoughts and frantic activity. It is true that much of our busyness and distraction stems from the noblest of intentions. We want to provide for our families. We want to give our children every opportunity to enrich their lives. We want to serve our neighbors. And yes, we want to serve the Lord. Indeed, where would the church be without its Marthas, right? So you need the Marthas in the world, right? And you need the Marys in the world. But yet, if all our activities, here's the thing, if all our activities leave us no time to be still in the Lord's presence and hear God's word, we are likely to end up anxious and troubled. We are likely to end up with a kind of service that is devoid of love and joy and is resentful of others. So both listening and doing, receiving God's word and serving others are vital to our lives, to our Christian life, just as inhaling and exhaling are to breathing. Yet, how often do we forget to breathe in deeply, right? That's why meditation, you know, just calming your soul and praying and meditating on God's word, taking in deep, slow breaths and exhaling even slower, helps your blood pressure, clears your mind. If you enjoy walking among nature in the quiet in the morning or in the evening walk, this is all very important to strike a balance in your life where you are in the presence of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, you don't have to be at the church to be in the presence of the Lord. However, that being said, we know that that is God's house. And no other more beautiful place than partaking in the Eucharist, partaking in the Mass, is one of the most wonderful things you can do for yourself and for your family. So Luke's story is left suspended, right? We don't know what happened next, whether Mary and Martha were reconciled, whether they were all able to enjoy the meal that Martha had prepared, whether Martha was finally able to sit down and give her full attention to Jesus. We do know that Jesus invites all of us who are worried and distracted by many things, to stop, sit, and rest in his presence, to hear his words of grace and truth, to know that we are loved and valued as children of God, to be renewed in faith and strengthened for service. There is need of only one thing here, attention to our guest. As it turns out, our guest is also our host with abundant gifts to give. So questions that I would like when we study Mary and Martha in our walk of faith, we all have aspects of Mary and Martha within us, right? Do I have my priorities in order? Like Martha, are you also worried about many things, or are you focused on listening to Jesus and spending time in his presence? Have we put a devotion to Christ and his word first, or am I more concerned about doing good deeds? Well, brothers and sisters, Mary and Martha, of course, were sisters of Lazarus, the man Jesus raised from the dead. The three siblings were also close friends of Jesus, and we know that they lived in a town called Bethany, about 2 miles from Jerusalem, right? So we know this, right? But here are some ideas that I would, well, here's the thing. Why then was Martha scolded, even if kindly, by Jesus, right? Why was she scolded? Does anyone know? Because she considered only what she was doing to be essential. She was so self-absorbed and worried about the things to do. And for us as Catholics, works of service and charity are never detached from the principle of all our action. That is, listening to the word of the Lord, being like Mary at the feet of Jesus with the attitude of a disciple. And that is why Mary was scolded. Jesus wants us to understand that attentive listening to his words should come first in order to truly fulfill his commandment of love. Mary has chosen the better part, we read in the Holy Gospel. There she is, drinking in the words of the Master. Apparently idle, she is praying and loving, and afterwards she accompanies Jesus in his preaching through towns and villages without prayer. How difficult is it to accompany him? Jesus makes clear that Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her. So here he implies that Mary's portion can indeed be lost, for without contemplation, which is what gives meaning and effectiveness to all work carried out for God, sooner or later, one would end up abandoning work itself. So yes, let us work a lot, and work well, without forgetting that prayer is our best weapon. That's why we'll never tire of repeating that we have to be contemplative souls in the middle of the world who then turn their work into prayer. Because when we're diligent in prayer, everything becomes a place for meeting God, for a loving dialogue with him. So, brothers and sisters, a life lesson from Mary and Martha is just as current as it is just as relevant as it was then, right? Today, we come to know Jesus better through prayer, our church attendance, and if you can, and if you're fortunate to have Bible study. If all 12 apostles and some of the women who supported Jesus' ministry were traveling with him, fixing the meal would have been a major job. Martha, like many hostesses, became anxious over impressing her guests. Well, we know, you know, with Thanksgiving coming, we might invite family, and we might invite extended family, those who might be maybe a friend who might be celebrating Thanksgiving alone, and maybe I know for us, we hope to have a family friend who's lost both parents, and he's a young man, and he's no brothers or sisters. He's completely alone in this world, and it really hits home. These kinds of significant family gathering holidays really are difficult for individuals who have really no one other than friends. But friends can be family too. And so we've sort of adopted him into our family and included him in everything that we do. Martha, right, remember, like many hostesses, became anxious over impressing her guests. Like, we're not trying to impress him by any thing, but it's really important that we strike a balance. Martha has been compared to the Apostle Peter, practical, impulsive, and short-tempered, to the point of rebuking the Lord himself. Mary is more like the Apostle John, reflective, loving, and calm. Even still, Martha was a remarkable woman, and she deserves considerable credit. It was quite rare in Jesus' day for a woman to manage her own affairs as head of the household, and especially to invite a man into her home. Welcoming Jesus and his entourage into her house implied the fullest form of hospitality and involved substantial generosity. Martha appears to be the eldest of the family and head of the sibling household. And so when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, both sisters played a prominent role in the story, and their contrasting personalities are evident in this account as well. Although both were upset and disappointed that Jesus did not arrive before Lazarus died, Martha ran out to meet Jesus as soon as she learned he had entered Bethany. But Mary waited at home. John chapter 11, verse 32 tells us that when Mary did finally go to Jesus, she fell at his feet weeping. Some of us tend to be more like Mary in our Christian walk, while others resemble Martha. It's likely we have qualities of both within us, all of us, my friends. We may be inclined at times to let our busy lives of service distract us from spending time with Jesus and listening to his word. It's significant that we should note that Jesus gently admonished Martha for being worried and upset, not for serving. Service is a good thing, my friends, but sitting at Jesus' feet, well, that's the best. We must remember what is most important. What is most important? Good works should flow from a Christ-centered life. They do not produce a Christ-centered life. When we give Jesus the attention he deserves, he empowers us to serve others. Okay? So, my friends, that's our lesson for today. It's not an easy one. You know, it's easy to get wrapped up into things, especially as I just said, you know, with the oncoming of, I know for my daughter, she's going to be celebrating Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year, as her husband is Jewish. And then, of course, there's Thanksgiving, and we usually celebrate Thanksgiving here at home and invite everyone here. And it is easy to get wrapped up in things and, you know, making sure you have the turkey or what kind of a menu you're going to do. It is, you know, getting the house ready and goes on and on, right? And of course, then there's the dishes, right? And I hate to tell you, but I don't like the dishwasher. You're going to think I'm crazy, I know. But I find washing the dishes by hand, would you believe, very therapeutic. I actually enjoy washing the dishes. don't ask me why. I don't know. Maybe through my parents' old restaurant, maybe. for the years that they had a restaurant. When I was young, I was the dishwasher, and I don't know. It just makes me think back of my younger years with my dad in the kitchen. And I remember him saying to me when I think I was 14 or 15, and he said to me, he says, "Now remember, Christina, whatever money comes on the plates, it's all yours." And of course, there was no money, just dirty dishes, right? But I thought that was kind of cute, you know, but I always loved helping my parents in the restaurant business that they had over the years. And they had one restaurant, then they closed it, then they opened a different one, and so on. So, but I remember just being part with my family and my parents, and I miss my dad usually around Thanksgiving. And I know for some of us, it's going to be a different Thanksgiving, a different Christmas, a different kind of a year upon us. And but we know that we are grateful to have had them in our lives, who are part of us. They haven't gone away. They're still very much a part of us. And we know that one day we will see them in heaven together. We'll be all reunited. And that makes me happy, because I have a lot of family in heaven, a lot of family in heaven. So we're just grateful, brothers and sisters. But, you know, let's all remember that we are a little bit of Martha, and let's be a little bit of Mary. I remember when I was reflecting back on this beautiful passage, I thought of, you know, that I said this, that we're in a society where Christians are constantly bombarded to striving to reach the top, so to speak, and being in charge of something or in someone. The constant focus is on me rather than the we. And to have a balance between Martha and Mary is probably where my opinion lies. We need the Marthas in the world to take up our cross, to make a stand, to believe in God no matter what others may think or speak of us, to make changes and be part of a cog in a large wheel for the betterment of humanity. And we need the Marys to be compassionate, sensitive, welcoming, and embracing each other, especially when things are challenging for us. Our Blessed Mother stands for strength. She stands for conviction, knowing that God Almighty has the final say in everything. To go forward in this life without fear, without anxiety, without pills, my friends, without the crutches that this world provides, other than our faith and trust in Him. I am positive that there is a Martha and a Mary in everyone. God created us all. But through the countless distractions of this pagan world, some of us got lost along the way. But there is hope. We can all strive to be a bit of both Martha and Mary. So, my friends, may God Almighty strengthen each of you and give you peace. May the Holy Spirit fill you with so much that there is no need to search out crutches of this world. And may our Blessed Mother continually pray for all of us, that we may never lose sight of the prize, that which is eternal salvation and mercy and eternal life. May she always be near her children who love her so much. So God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being with me this beautiful afternoon. And remember, keep yourself in check. Try to make time for God, right? If going to Mass is one thing, but even in your car, or finding time when you're having a cup of tea in the evening or in the morning, whatever, make time for Jesus. It is time well worth spent. Don't worry if the phone is ringing. Let it ring for that moment. If it's really important, brothers and sisters, they will leave a message. Because telemarketers are notorious for calling at all hours of the day. So God bless you all. Thank you so much for being with me here on The Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. Thanks again. Bye for now.
I've got no